Because I got this when we went to Grapevine Mills Mall a little while back. And now, if you were at the Texas Rangers game this past April 19th, turns out there was somebody that had the measles there.
Oh.
So you're, I don't know what you're supposed to do. I mean, just wait. That's all we did, and nothing happened.
Isn't the gestation period like 10 to 14 days?
Sure.
Okay.
If only we had the resources available to possibly find such information.
Okay, yeah,
I don't know.
That's around
but
where,
when it comes down to it, things could be worse.
Things could be worse.
They could be worse, although it's all pretty much your matter of perspective. That's what we say. Things could be worse. A couple of elemental deals were agreed upon yesterday. We've talked about there was the 1944 treaty that Mexico would owe a bunch of water back to Texas. 1944, that's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
They never repaid it. They never given us all the water. Well, the deadline's coming up.
Chop, chop.
And they agreed to a new deal that will start sending water to South Texas out of Mexico. And likewise, the United States and Ukraine have signed a, quote, economic partnership agreement that will give Washington access to the mineral resources there, the rare minerals,
MAGA,
as we've heard about now, in Ukraine, in exchange for an establishing, as they say, an investment fund in Ukraine to help with their war effort and yada, yada, yada. So after the screaming matches and all of that stuff and zippered up tracksuits, here we are. They hammered out a deal. Critical minerals deal after months of a standoff there. Negotiators do say this got tough every time they every time they would strike common ground, somebody tried to mine it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It is, too. You can't take that for granted.
Uh-uh.
MAGA.
There you go.
So it's barely May, but some of America's biggest businesses are looking ahead to Christmas, namely buying all those toys for the babies of the season. President Donald Trump admits his tariff plan may increase the price of them. Children could wind up with two dolls instead of 30. And says China has made $1 trillion under former President Biden by selling us things we really don't need. CEOs from Walmart, Target, and Home Depot all met with Trump last week to discuss their fears of higher prices. Chinese media, which is, you know, a little sketchy at best, claiming the administration has been trying to initiate trade talks.
So we may have two dolls instead of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you're buying ones that are tariff-free that were invented back in the 80s there, buddy. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe like a creepy old doll from the antique store. Here, honey.
Wah! Or 68 8-inch WWE figures from the 80s. That could be.
Things could be worse.
That's
you got
tariff-free.
A deal? You got a guy?
I am the guy. Things could be worse.
That's what they say.
In a new survey, as parents, though, we're not saying much to our kids when it comes to reading books to our kids as much anymore. In a recent poll, only 40% of parents with children aged 0 to 13 agreed that reading books to my child is fun for me. I actually thought this was one of the fun things as a parent early on and everything. But it's evidently not getting passed down. Now, children aged 0 to 13, those aged 13 to 18. In that survey, with the recent scores that our area schools got, sometimes you have to read to your teenagers because they can't.
That's unfortunate.
They'll get it. It'll come to them.
So how about making Florida healthy again? Is that what they're doing? Lawmakers in the Sunshine State set to ban fluoride in public drinking water, which may be a bit controversial. A lot of public health advocates and dentists say it's a great way to prevent cavities, while others claim it's dangerous to children's brains. Proponents claim it's not just fluoride, but other contaminants, and it's already banned in a few communities around the country.
With the amount of stories that we do that originate from the state of Florida,
yeah,
there is definitely something in the water.
In the water.
I don't think it's fluoride that's the problem.
Yeah, that's
Florida
not the issue.
Man.
No, things could be. Could they be? Could be, they could be in Florida. Things could be worse. Lettuce. talk about this 10-year-old British kid. He has defended his European title and is once again the seagull crowing champion.
What?
He makes seagull noises.
That's a thing.
Cooper, 10-year-old British boy from Chesterfield in Derbyshire, took the marine bird imitation world by storm last year with his impression of a seagull. That won him the 2024 EC Gull Screeching Contest, and he backed it up. Oh, he warms up. Now, he has a 7-year-old sister, Shelby, known as the Sea Girl. She landed fourth place. So if you think you're loud, your house is loud.
You know, this is only once a year that we're going to play this, right?
And then things could be worse. Things could be worse. Another survey and a poll that asked people if they thought they could pass a polygraph test. 67. We all have the one friend that's like, maybe even said this for years.
Oh, I could fall. I could do it. Oh, yeah.
Well, 67% said, yes, I could pass a polygraph test.
So it's 2 out of 3 people think they're that good of liars?
Yeah, but were they telling the truth?
Ooh.
We'll never know. Gotta go. Go get him, kid.